Community conversation guest number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, Kay Winkleman.
Well, yes, it is now time to turn things around and talk about the Floyd County Medical Center. Good morning to Mackenzie McNeil.
Good morning.
For joining us this morning. The rain has not deterred the construction at the hospital. Let's talk about this. It is super, super exciting.
Yeah, if you have not driven by the hospital recently, I definitely recommend you take a drive and come look at it, because I mean, we probably since May, it has really started to look like a building, and it's looking more and more like a brand new hospital facility every day. But as we stand right now, just a really few cool, big level pieces of information for you. We are now 52% complete with our construction, so we're now more than halfway. And just a few fun facts about this project. I asked our construction teams to send me some cool facts, and we've been sharing those on social media. A few of the recent ones that they shared with us was, for this entire project, there are nearly 10 miles of drywall inside the clinic, and then over 90,000 bricks will be included in the structure once it's done. So it might look like a kind of small facility, but on the inside, there's lots of stuff going on.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And I love those little tidbits. I know you've been, they've been being posted on FCMC Facebook page, and it's just really interesting to know all this stuff. Nobody really thinks about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all the complexities and intricacies that go on in making a building. It's been pretty cool.
Right, that's awesome. All right, there was a very successful 2025 fundraiser, I think in February.
Yep.
And it was a formal gala. Back by popular demand, and another event will happen in 2026. Can you share anything about that?
Yes, so this is just a little teaser. So earlier in June, I believe around early June, we sent out a survey to the community. Anyone could fill it out to vote on what theme that they would like for next year's community fundraiser. All of the options that you had came from people that told us that's what they would like. And so if you voted on that, thank you so much for sharing your feedback. I think more than 160 people told us what they want, and we have listened, and we have a clear enough winner where we have called the race, and we're just getting our ducks in order, and hopefully sometime in early August, we're going to announce publicly for the first time what the selected theme is. Okay. So stay tuned. We're so excited to share that.
Very, very exciting. And the gala was just it was a tremendous success. So
yeah.
Excited for event number two.
Yes. And really our heart behind it is, not only do we want to support our local hospital, but we want to put on an event that brings our community together, is fun, and just overall is a great thing for everybody.
Yeah. Well, it was sure fun. It is now July 15th. We are on the countdown to back to school.
Sounds crazy to say that.
Yes, it does. That means not only are you thinking about buying all those school supplies and all that stuff, but it is time to schedule your child's back to school physical.
Yeah, our clinic just wanted to remind parents and students that, as you mentioned, Kay, now is the perfect time to schedule your well child visit, which would include a sport or a school physical. So just call our clinic and get that scheduled with one of our providers.
Okay. Speaking of providers.
Yes.
Big news.
Yes. So we are excited to announce that we have three new providers joining FCMC. Actually, one has already begun, so I'll start with her, Brandy Reintz. She is one of our new urgent care providers, and she's as needed, so PRN. And she actually started at the end of June, so we're excited to have her starting July 21st. I believe that's already next Monday. We'll have Megan Miller. She's also a nurse practitioner along with Brandy, and she will also be in the urgent care. And then just a few months away, but I'm sure it's going to be here before we even know it, Dr. Heather Dill, starting in October, will be joining our rural health clinic as a family medicine and obstetrics provider. So very exciting. We're so excited to have these three great healthcare professionals on our team.
You know, it is interesting to me how in the last several years, the majority of the hires have been female.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really kind of cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's great. It's, we love it.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Not only is the clinic and hospital itself expanding, but services are expanding as well. Talk about that.
Yeah, our last update for the morning was we just wanted to share with the community a few of our services that are expanding. So ENT, ear, nose, and throat. Dr. Detmer is one of our visiting specialists for ENT, and he's actually going to be here 2 days per week instead of one, which is exciting. So if you have any issues related to your ear, nose, or throat, just call our outpatient specialty clinic and schedule an appointment with Dr. Detmer. He was now here 2 days per week.
Wonderful. What about ortho and sports medicine?
Yes. So as I'm sure, or hopefully many people in our community know by now, that since last fall, FCMC gained a new orthopedic surgery team, Dr. Jeffrey Clark and Brenda Cooper. The exciting news is that starting in late August, both Dr. Clark and Brenda will be at FCMC full time. So 5 days a week. We are very excited to offer full-time orthopedic and sports medicine services to the community. And in case you don't know a lot about Dr. Clark and Brenda Cooper, they have over 20 years of experience in orthopedics and sports medicine. Dr. Clark was the team physician for Wartburg and UNI for many years. He's also an expert in the direct anterior approach to hip replacement using the Mako Stryker robot. Sounds very fancy, which it is. It's very cool. But overall, they are a very experienced, well-equipped orthopedic and sports medicine team. Best of the best. We are so excited to have their services here at FCMC full-time starting in late August. And so again, like with Dr. Detmer, just call our outpatient specialty clinic to schedule an appointment with them. We're so excited to have them full-time very, very soon.
Okay. Anything else?
I think as you can tell, you know, FCMC might seem like on the outside a small county hospital, but my goodness, we are busy. We're expanding. There's a lot going on, and we're just so excited about everything that's happening, from community fundraisers that bring our residents together to having these amazing physicians and providers on our team. We're just so excited. This is a great chapter for FCMC.
Oh, and how cool
it's getting
for
better.
You to be a part of it. Just a year ago you started, and here you are just getting able to experience all these good things.
I have a fun job.
Yes, yes, you do. And, you know, I will share with you, being out in the community and hearing chatter in the community, I don't know that there is not a person who has been saying lately, our hospital is our shiny star mm-hmm. in our community. So
yeah.
Wonderful. We're so excited about the expansion, and it's one of our proudest facilities, I think, in Floyd County. So yeah.
Exciting times.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Mackenzie. We really appreciate your time and the update. And we will talk with either you or somebody next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.
About all good things Floyd County Medical Center.
Absolutely.